The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Bigger They Are. The Green Hornet strikes again. Gunnigan, city editor of the Daily Sentinel, spoke feelingly to Britt Reed as he called the young publisher's attention to the letter in his hand.
Chief, here's another letter on that city housing project. It's about time the Sentinel carried some strong editorials about it.
How many letters have we received on that to date?
22, to be exact.
What are they all griping about, Gunnigan?
Plenty, Lowry. According to all these letters, conditions at that West End housing project must be pretty rotten.
Well, what specific complaints do they give, Gunnigan?
Well, they say the houses are flimsy. Leaky roofs, no insulation, cracking plaster, doors and windows that don't fit right. War workers live there, too.
Sure sounds like they got a punk deal, all right.
Darn right they did. And the worst part of it is, there's no place for them to move to. In this letter, the guy says he's already used up his quota of fuel, and the winter isn't half over.
Guess things are bad out there. 22 of them can't be wrong.
Well, I'll get the addresses from those letters and go over there. Check up on conditions, then report to me. Also, if any of them are actually suffering from the cold, let me know. I'm sure the Sentinel can get relief to them.
Okay, boss, I'll go right on over.
Believe me, somebody ought to do something for those war workers.
Gunnigan, after Lowry gets back with his report, I'll give you an editorial for the Bulldog edition. Then the Sentinel will continue to pound on the matter until the city makes an investigation out there.
Well, boss, it took 3 days of hammering in the Sentinel on that housing project, but it finally got results.
Results? What do you mean, Lowry?
The news just broke over the wire. The grand jury's starting an investigation. They've called the first witness for tomorrow afternoon.
Fine. Whom did they call as the first witness?
One of the building inspectors. A guy by the name of Cutler. He inspected that housing project.
Well, it looks as though the Sentinel's promoted a little action, Lowry. Now we can sit back and see just where the axe strikes.
Following afternoon, Cutler, the building inspector, drew up in front of the Civic Building on his way to appear before the grand jury.
Stay right there behind the car, buddy. I got business with you.
What's the idea? A gun.
Keep your voice down. Give me that briefcase.
So that's it.
Give me it, I said.
All right. All right. Here it is.
Now you're showing sense, Cutler. There's one thing more.
What do you mean?
This.
Thank you.
Gunnigan. What's all the excitement?
Chief, you came in just in time. Larry just phoned in, said there was a murder right in front of the Civic Building this afternoon.
Oh, who's the victim?
The guy who was on his way to appear before the grand jury. A building inspector by the name of Cutler.
Meanwhile, in a large and luxuriously furnished apartment on the east side of town, a portly, well-dressed man paced the room, impatiently glancing at his watch from time to time. Then...
Oh, that must be Coslin at last.
Yeah, here I am, Danvers. I got the briefcase, too.
Come in. Where's Cutler?
Right where you want him, boss. Dead.
Dead?
Sure. I bumped him off just
like
you said.
Coslin! I didn't tell you to kill him.
Just say, are you nutty or something? You told me to go out and get Cutler. And to be sure and bring back the briefcase he was carrying.
I meant just what I said. To get him and bring him here. Along with the briefcase. Of all the stupid half-witted things that...
Hey, go easy on a name calling, Danvers. It ain't healthy to...
But Coslin! Look at the mess you've put us in. Now they'll press that investigation to the limit. And with murder thrown in with everything else,
don't forget you hired me, Danvers.
I didn't hire you to commit murder.
Says who? If you think of not paying me off or turning me in, just remember you're in it as much as I am. In fact, I might just get mean enough to...
Oh, wait, now. Coslin, there's no need for that gun. I'm going to pay you as I promised. It's just a shock to find out you misunderstood.
Okay. But don't forget I got it with me. Anyhow, anybody can make a mistake once in a while, can't they? Imagine me thinking you meant to bump the guy off when you said to get him.
Coslin, it's no laughing matter. It's done. I and my friends are in a mess. Now I guess the only thing to do is to go the limit to see that the grand jury investigation doesn't uncover the true facts.
The following afternoon, Britt Reed had an unexpected visitor, a woman. Upon learning her identity, he immediately had her ushered into his office.
As you know, I'm Mrs. Cutler, wife of...
Yes, I know. I'm very sorry about your husband.
Thank you. No doubt you're wondering why I came here like this.
I'm sure it must be important or you wouldn't have come. Why did you come to see me, Mrs. Cutler?
Because I... Well, I've been threatened.
Threatened, you say?
Yes.
Well, by whom?
I don't know, Mr. Reed, but I'm sure whoever it was had something to do with my husband's death.
No doubt of that. Why don't you go to the police?
Oh, that's just it. The man who phoned me said I'd be watched. He said if I went to the police or talked to one of the grand jury investigators, I'd be sorry. Oh, I'm really frightened, Mr. Reed. I came to you because the Sentinel was behind the building project investigation.
Oh, I understand. But why should they threaten you?
They asked if I knew what my husband carried in his briefcase. I said yes, I did.
And what did he carry in his briefcase?
His reports on his findings when he investigated the project. That is, copies of the reports. The originals were sent to the building commissioner, my husband's boss.
Oh, I see. Well, then the grand jury can still see what those reports were.
Yes, of course. That's why I couldn't understand what difference it made about what was in that briefcase. Under the circumstances, I'm upset anyhow, and... Then with that man calling and threatening me,
I... Yes, I know. Well, since any information you might give about your husband's reports is already obtainable from the building commissioner's office, I see no need for you to fear. I advise that you just go home and stay there.
Perhaps you're right.
It might be wise, too, to phone the police from your home and tell them about the threat so that they can keep watch to see that you're not molested.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. I'll do that. Up to now, I was afraid even to phone them after what that man said, but I guess it will be best.
And if you're troubled further, I'd like to hear about it.
I'll let you know, though I hope I won't be. I'll go now. It's been a relief to talk to you. Thank you again.
Street floor, please. Street floor. This is the street floor, lady.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you.
Keep quiet and keep on walking, lady. This bulge in my pocket ain't a package of cigarettes, see?
It's a gun.
Yeah. And it's pointing right at your side. I go to that black sedan at the curb and get in the back. And if you make a sound of...
I'll go.
Okay, get in and make it quick.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, boss. Come on. Let's get away from here.
Let me out. Help. Help.
Hey, boss. What do you know? I just saw a woman get taken away in a car by a couple of guys right in front of the Sentinel building.
What's the tagline, Lowry?
Hey, I ain't kidding. It just happened a few minutes ago. I stopped to tell Gunnigan, then I came right up here. She must have come out of the Sentinel building.
Are you sure of that, Lowry?
Sure, I saw her come out, and then some guy walked alongside of her. I was coming down the street.
Lowry, did she wear a black coat and a red hat?
Yeah, but how did you know?
Scott!
What's eating you? You talk
to... You said they were watching her, yet I didn't stop to think they'd...
Holy mackerel, boss, what are you talking about?
That woman, Lowry, the one you saw forced into the car.
You mean you know who she is?
Yeah, she's the wife of the man who was murdered yesterday, Mrs. Cutler.
Mrs. Cutler? Holy Moses. Why would anyone want to grab her, I wonder?
If you find out, let me know, Lowry, and we'll have a big lead for the Daily Sentinel.
After Lowry left his office, Britt Reed went to his files. Finding the desired information, the young publisher returned to his desk, where he sat for a few moments staring in deep thought. And during those moments, the indolent, carefree look in the eyes of the so-called playboy was replaced by the cold, piercing stare that never failed to strike terror into the hearts of wrongdoers. The cold, piercing stare of the dreaded Green Hornet.
The building commissioner's name is Harris. He has copies of Cutler's reports in his files. The housing project was built by the Danvers Contractors Company. They should know what was in those reports. Looks as though the Green Hornet will have to do a little investigating. And it's got to be done in a mighty big hurry.
Leaving the Sentinel building, Britt Reed went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. Britt Reed immediately began a discussion of the housing project case.
Strange, Cato, that anyone would go to such lengths to get the reports in the briefcase Cutler carried. Not to mention making certain neither Cutler nor his wife talked.
If Cutler make report that housing project okay, it show him to be not on the level, perhaps.
Yes, that's true. And in that case, the investigation would bog down, since they'd have a minor city official at whom to point a finger.
Will you not think Cutler guilty, maybe?
Well, that remains to be seen, Cato. But I do think there are others involved, perhaps people of greater importance than Cutler.
Why you think so, Mr. Britt?
Because they've gone to such extremes to see to it that Cutler, his wife, and his reports are not available to the investigator.
No doubt responsible parties think with them out of the way, they'd be clear of the investigation.
Right, Cato. They're probably certain the investigation will turn away from them entirely. I'd like to know just what Cutler's true report was on that housing project.
Well, that information not be available right now, even for a newspaper publisher, Mr. Britt.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's nothing says the Green Hornet can't make a try at it. Let's get going, Cato.
Everything ready, Mr. Britt.
Come on, then. We have no time to waste tonight.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Slide over, Cato. I'm driving tonight.
Yes, sir.
Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
Hello,
now back to our story. Britt Reed and Cato left the apartment in the Black Beauty, which they drove to a secluded spot near the Civic Building. Keeping to the shadows, the two men cautiously made their way to the rear of the building. There they stopped, and Britt Reed spoke in a low tone.
The windows just above our heads are those of Commissioner Harris's office. I've been in there in the past.
They have guard in the building, perhaps?
Yes, but the guard room's just inside the front door. We'll have to take a chance on not attracting their attention. I'll stand on your shoulders, Cato, to reach the window. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, steady now.
Here goes.
With Cato's help, Britt Reed was able to reach the office window. Working swiftly and silently with a special steel instrument, he deftly manipulated the lock.
There, did it.
Opening the window, he quickly drew himself over the sill and stood in the darkened office. His flashlight beam fell upon a row of file cabinets, and Britt Reed moved toward them, ever alert for any sound of an approaching guard.
Look under the C's for Cutler. Also under the W's for West End Housing Project. It's not under the C's. Let's see. The West End Housing has a subfile. There's Cutler's name. And the report on the housing project. Good. Now, one of the guards coming.
Halt! Halt, I'll shoot!
You have narrow escape, Mr. Britt.
Yes, but I got what we went after, Cato. I took the Cutler report as well as several other routine letters having Cutler's signature on them.
Why you bother with other letters?
Well, they might come in handy before we're through.
You think police find out who take report from files?
I'm sure they will, Cato. You see, I left sort of a receipt on the folder from which I took the papers.
Receipt, Mr. Britt?
Yes, I left a hornet's seal.
Why you do that?
I'm starting a little war of nerves, Cato, without any direct reason for thinking so. I hope a few of those seals here and there may start somebody talking who didn't intend to talk. You get it?
Oh, fear of green hornet loose on tongue of right person at wrong time, perhaps.
Right.
Were you driving toward home, Mr. Briggs?
Yes, we'll stop off there for a short time. We'll look at this report. And then I may have something for you to check on while we're there.
And after that?
We'll plant a few more seals, Cato, and wait for our bird to squawk. And perhaps lead us to the place where we'll find Mrs. Cutler. I'd better step on it.
Of course, reports say housing project plenty okay, Mr. Britt. In that case, somebody paid Cutler not to tell truth, perhaps.
Somebody paid somebody else something, Cato. There's no doubt of that from conditions out there. Now I want you to get busy on that little job I suggested when we came in. It shouldn't take you long to check and find out what I want to know.
I go into a laboratory. Work on it right away, Mr. Britt.
Good. Sooner the better.
It not take very long. I'll be back quick like a flash.
As soon as Cato comes back with his findings, we'll take the Black Beauty again. Hello?
Hello, boss. This is Lowry.
Oh, what's up, Lowry?
Just this. Commissioner Harris, you know, the commissioner of buildings.
Yes?
Well, he just got in touch with cops headquarters and said the Green Hornet's mixed up in the West End Housing Project case that the grand jury's
investigating. Green Hornet, did you say?
That's right, boss. Seems as though the Hornet stole Inspector Cutler's housing project report. The one he turned in, you know.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Took it right out of the files in the commissioner's office. Some nerve, huh? Harris said that if they find the Hornet, they'll get the guy who murdered Cutler. Of course, he's just guessing on that.
Oh, hold on. Harris couldn't be making that up, could he, Lowry? After all, maybe he's in
hey,
this thing.
Are you trying to say Harris might be mixed up in that mess? If you are, boss, you better take something for the fog in your brain. Harris is too big a guy.
Well, how does he know the Hornet stole that report?
Because the nervy dope left a Hornet seal right on the file folder. The cops saw it. Also, the building guard almost plugged the Hornet as he left through the window.
I'll say he did.
What did you say, boss?
Oh, I said, did he?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd let you know, boss. I guess Cutler and the Hornet are working in some graft deal together. Say, that ought to make a good story if the grand jury ever gets it all.
I'm sure it will, Lowry. I'll see you in the morning.
Goodbye, boss.
Goodbye. Well, didn't take Harris long to give the news out. Well, Cato, figure that one out quickly.
What I discover throw different light on whole thing, Mr. Britt.
I was right then. Come on, Cato. Now we have something to work on. Let's go.
Again, the swift, sleek Black Beauty moved into the night, moving along like a dark shadow that sent shivers through those who chanced to note its passage.
Step on it, Cato.
The mighty engine purred with a surge of power, leaping forward like a living thing to carry the dreaded Green Hornet on his self-appointed mission. It came to a stop behind a parked car in front of the Civic Building.
That's his car. Hurry, Cato.
And then away in a burst of speed to the residential part of town on the east side. Again, the great car came to a stop. This time before a large residence, the home of Commissioner Harris. Britt Reed left Cato in the Black Beauty and melted into the shadows near the house. Within a short time, he returned to the car and got in.
Well, that's that.
What do you do, Mr. Britt?
I put a seal over the keyhole where he won't miss it. Then I cut the telephone wire so he can't use the phone.
You think he go to warn someone? Then we follow?
Yes, I don't know who else is mixed up in this, but I'm hoping Harris will lead us to him, or to them. Since he can't warn them by phone about the Hornet, he'll probably go see them. I hope.
When Commissioner Harris arrived in front of his home, he was in a disturbed frame of mind.
The cold nerve of that Hornet is beyond me. Why did he leave that seal on the dashboard of this car, I wonder? What does he know? Huh. How much does he know? Better get inside. Drat that thing. Can't be. I'm so nervous I can't find the lock to my own. Oh, it's closed up. Something over the keyhole. I'll strike a match. No. No, it can't be. Another Hornet seal. I'll go into the hall phone, get in touch with Danvers. Get that seal off. There. Oh, now what? I don't get any dial tone. Oh, absolutely dead. I'll drive over to Danvers' place right now. He's got to know about this and figure a way out, somehow.
Look, Mr. Britt. He come out now. Go to car.
This is it, Cato. Wait till he starts, then we'll follow. All right, Cato, let's go, and fast.
What's that?
The door buzzer, of course. You'd better get out of sight till I find out who it is.
I'll get behind the window curtains and keep my rod handy.
Well, Commissioner Harris.
I've got to see you, Danvers.
Of course. Come right in. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
There's no time for that.
What do you mean?
Things are going from bad to worse, Danvers. The grand jury investigation is too close.
Oh, calm yourself, Commissioner. There's nothing to worry.
How can you stand there and say that?
Now, listen. You can come forward and offer to testify. You can show that report Cutler's supposed to have filed in your office. Cutler's dead, as you know. They'll say he was taking bribes from the job foreman. Well, that foreman went into service and is missing in action.
So the case will die out. The report I had in the files has been stolen.
Stolen?
By the Green Hornet. And he's been hounding me ever since early evening. Everywhere I turn, I find one of these.
A Hornet seal?
Yes, and he knows something. And then to make it worse, that numbskull you hired to pick up Cutler killed him instead. That means we'll both be charged
with... Hey, who you calling a numbskull? I don't take that from nobody, but, see?
What's he doing here?
Guarding Mrs. Cutler. She's tied up in the kitchen.
We can't have that murderer here with us.
Why, you...
No, you don't hold it.
Hey, what the Green Hornet?
He came in the window behind Corslin. He followed you here, Harris.
Right. Now drop that gun, you, and get over with the other two.
Drive him out of here, Corslin.
Him with that gun in my back? Nothing doing.
That's right. Now move.
Okay, buddy. Don't go pushing.
So, Commissioner, you and Danvers were going heavy on the graft, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no? I happen to find out that report of Cutler's on that housing deal is a forgery. Clever enough to fool some, but it didn't get by me.
We'll cut you in, Hornet. How much?
All the dough you have handy.
Well, here's all I have. Open up, Harris.
Well, I guess we have to.
Thanks.
Hey, some of that was the dough you was going to pay me off with for...
Shut up, Cussler.
Don't tell me to shut up. I don't want that dough, and I'm going to take it.
Tough killer, eh?
You, why, you... Denver, show you
get that gun over near the window. I'll get it. It's our only chance.
Take it, you dirty killer.
Gas,
I'll take care of you.
You do nothing. Don't move, Hornet. Keep out of the way, Harris. I'm going to kill the Green Hornet.
I think not.
Someone came from behind the drapes. You missed.
I'll get you for interfering. I get you first.
Nice work.
I'm getting out of here.
There you are. Not for you, Harris.
No, wait. No.
Woman tied up in kitchen.
Yes, phone the police. Cutler's briefcase is over there on the desk. It has a copy of the genuine report in it. They'll get a confession out of these rotten grafters and send this money to the Red Cross.
What a headline that'll make, eh, Larry?
You said a mouthful, Gunnigan. Well, what do you know? Here comes the boss at this hour. Must be going home from some night spot.
Looks like there's something hot going to press, Gunnigan.
Hot's right, boss. The cops found the killer of Cutler. He was hired by Danvers, the big shot contractor, and Commissioner Harris. Cutler's real report showed he didn't okay that housing job. But Harris forged a report saying he did. Danvers and Harris split the graft that they made on the city.
Hold on, Lowry. Get your breath. Then tell me how they know all this.
Harry can tell you, all right. He was right there with the cops. And they found Mrs. Cutler, too.
That's right. They had her picked up. I went with Sarge on a call to Danvers' apartment. We found them all out cold. The seal of the Hornet on all of them. They finally confessed. Especially when we found Mrs. Cutler there.
Imagine that. Big shots like Harris and Danvers.
Don't forget, boss. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Well, the city will save the cost of a grand jury investigation, thanks to the police.
Thanks to the Green Hornet, I mean. He fell out with the gang and turned them all in. Boy, oh boy, nobody knows what that guy's going to do next.
Let the Lexby paper! Harris and Danvers indicted with hired killer Green Hornet involved. Beat all about it. Green Hornet still at large. Let the Lexby paper!
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious.